Hey, what is up, guys? Jedi Alliance 125. We're here. We're going to talk about the future of Star Wars, Vader's castle, and Saw Gerrera. We're so glad you came. So let's get into it.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Jedi Alliance.
Oh!
What up?
Oh, my God. We made it. 125, man. We are here. We're doing it. What is up, y'all? We're glad you brought it here to Jedi Alliance to watch us, and I am your host. That's right, Michael Young, at One Young, so you can find me online at O-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A, and I am joined by the wonderful, the amazing, the super-duper smart, the straight... the straight-singing, soulful sounds... Alexis Torres.
What up, what up, what up? I thought you were going to be like, and Mark Donico. Oh, my God.
It's like, oh.
You guys can find me all over social media at A Torres 890. That's A-T-O-R-R-E-S 890. And, of course, I'm usually on the couch if you're a little confused of who this person is. But, yeah, when Mark's away, Alexis will play.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on the panel.
And big shout out to Mark B. Donica. He's holding it down in WrestleMania.
Yeah.
He's out there, you know, pinning people, doing backflips, putting people in headlocks. So he's busy right now, but he'll be back next week. So until then, we wonder if you guys want to talk about some Star Wars with us. And if so, we're going to get straight into our first joint, which is Star Wars is planning on teasing that Vader castle a couple more times. The Vader castle, if you don't remember it, which if you're watching this show, you probably seen it. In Rogue One, there were a lot of planets that, you know, everybody went to, and we got to see all kinds of cool different visuals. But one of them that really stood out was Vader's castle. And they're talking about going back because it means so much to him. And it was like a spiritual cathartic release for him to be there, which is kind of weird because that's kind of where he got amputated and stuff.
Yeah, it's hella awkward.
So what do you think about them going back to this place that it shouldn't be a happy place for him?
But at the same time, it's something that was pretty huge, you know? So I feel like it makes sense to go back to that, you know? And I don't mind it. It doesn't bother me. But I'm also just like, hella awkward turtle about it, kind of, you know? So I'm kind of half and half. I think it would be good.
Yeah. And I think it's actually kind of cool because they talk about getting into what's inside the castle.
Mm-hmm.
So in the chat, go on and start putting down what you think is inside Vader's castle. We're going to throw out some things. Because Vader's castle looks extremely ominous and deep and dark and scary and crazy. But I bet you on the inside, he has like Martha Stewart pillows.
That's what I was thinking.
Like nice scented candles.
Decorative towels that you're not supposed to use as actual towels. Yeah, they're just for decoration.
Has DV on it.
Yes! Oh, my God.
Because on the inside, he's like, you know, on the exterior, he has, you know, when he's with Tarkin, with Krennic and stuff, he has to be mean. But sometimes you just want a little me time. You know, it's like the back to tank, you know, it's like
kind of
like
everyone brought up in the chat.
It's like a personal spa. So, you know, when
you know, he's going to just look all nice and like, I'm exfoliated. My pores are open. I am ready to do work.
I am ready to destroy.
Just after this, though.
Exactly. But it would be nice to see kind of what's inside. Maybe he has, you know, lightsaber hilts of
those. Do you think he has family photos?
Oh, man. Like that one picture of Padme. That one picture of Padme when he's just like...
Yeah. No, I want one of those, like, I know that it would never happen because it's so out of character, but it'd be really funny to have one of those, like, obnoxious paintings of, like, the two of them
before,
then it cut, like, maybe it's, like, Beauty and the Beast where it's, like, kind of, like, ripped open or, like, slashed with a lightsaber, and then it's actually just him with Darth Vader. I'm like, oh, gosh. I'm a terrible human being, guys. I'm sorry.
But the cool thing is that we do get to go back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I like that because it just looks cool. Like when you watch Rogue One and you're looking at it, you're like, you know where it is. Even if no one, even if you had never seen, you know, any trailers, when you saw that, you're like,
ooh.
Only one guy lives there.
Yep. Yeah. Like, it's like, no, it's not like it's like a dorm room. Like, there's not a bunch of stormtroopers who live, and he's like on the top. He's like the RA. Like, you can't do that.
It's like, all right, guys, lights out.
No, seriously. You know, it's past curfew time. Like, it's quiet hours now.
Who invited their girlfriend here?
When did you get here?
Like, no girls here. Also, in the bathroom, you guys have been leaving your towels on the floor. Can't
also,
do that.
Don't use the ones that say DV on those. Those are mine.
DV, those are mine. You should know. The towels are all black. The DV is also in black.
I think that says Darth Vader. I don't know. I'm going to use it.
So what else do we have coming up?
Oh, my God. So I don't even want to get into it. So obviously, Celebration is coming up. We talk about this every week because, come on, this is huge.
Yes.
So they actually have, at least for right now, we have the full panel, the updated panel schedule for the Star Wars Celebration. We have Thursday, April 13th. I'm not going to get into all of it, but we have the Star Wars 40th anniversary in the morning, Smooth Talking with Billy Dee Williams, which I love that that's the name of the panel. He's great.
Smooth Talking with the Ladies.
Like, I need, like, that, like, ridiculous music and him having that deep voice, like, back on, like, that type of talk radio. I need it.
a cool, cold glass of Colt 45.
Stop it. and then at the end of that, it's always two. There are Ian McDiarmid and Ray Park. And then for Friday, we have Star Wars The Last Jedi, which, and then they have Small Talk with Warwick Davis, and then 5:30 to 6:30, they don't really know what's happening at that time, it just says coming soon. Mind you, I'm reading this straight from Star Wars Net, and they got it from the Star Wars Celebration website. So if there is changes that I haven't checked yet, this is what's updated from yesterday.
Okay.
So it might have changed. Saturday, Star Wars Rebels Season 4 sneak peek, which I know everyone's like, holy crap, so it'll be good.
I really want them to knock this one out of the park.
Well, I mean, I love it because that starts at 11 a.m. Like, you need to be there early.
They're like, wake up.
Yeah. Take your breakfast with you to line and sit there.
Get up. Get that free breakfast from your hotel. Don't act like you're too good for that free breakfast. them little baby Danishes.
I'm one of those people that, like my grandmother, where she like lines her purse with Ziploc. I'll be that person that's just like stuffing things off that free pastry line. I'm just like, yeah, whatever. I'm just going to take all this.
Look, I got a whole bunch of honey buns and biscuits and stuff.
It's all in there. And man, it's okay because I got a big thermos of that free coffee.
You can't, when it's free, you got to take it. Never turn down free food. I learned that from the Emperor himself. He has to keep his nutrition up.
Yeah, no.
So
and you're going to be in line for quite some time. So
you can nibble on a little biscuit or something, you know?
Yeah, it makes sense, but that's probably going to be packed, I'm assuming. And there's a live audience Q&A, like all that kind of stuff too, so be ready with your questions. Anthony Daniels, 40 years with 3PO.
Okay.
Star Wars Celebration Championships of Cosplay, so if obviously you're cosplaying, be ready for that.
Yes.
And then Smuggler's Revenge, Kyle Newman and the Galaxy of Voices. So if you couldn't tell from that, it's gonna be a bunch of people who are voice casters, and they're gonna be talking about stuff. It's gonna be great. And then Sunday, which I believe, we still got a few more days here, but Sunday we have there are the droids you're looking for, Celebration Orlando closing ceremony. So yeah, so they have a lot of things. And then, I think that's it. And then just a few more things that they're going to be updating soon, because there's a lot of coming soon.
Okay.
That could be happening. And there's a lot of different types of parts of Celebration that you might be looking in, because I'm not going to go into all of it because there's quite a bit. But that was at least from what I have so far. So definitely go to Star Wars Celebration and check out the rest of the stuff that's going to be happening during that weekend. Also, don't forget to check out with Star Wars Net and obviously us, because we'll definitely be keeping you up to date on that for sure.
So. All right, cool. And we got some folks in the chat. Aaron Blum said maybe like Grievous had, you know, the lightsabers from the last story. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe he collected some. Somebody referenced having a Lothcat there, you know, maybe just a little pet Lothcat, you know, just hanging out.
I would want one.
You know, just a little something fluffy for him to, you know, interact with.
Because he needs a little companion.
Just needs a little something to love.
And then, something to welcome him home when he comes home.
Also, Aaron Blum said, get the Colt 45s out. Come on, man. You know what time it is. Aaron Blum knows what's up.
Get
the Colt 45s out and a beautiful woman with a Jerry curl. That's all we need. That's right. Hey, look, you might as well do it right.
What is that? What's that stuff called from Coming America?
It's so cool.
Be careful, though. If you're going to be bringing any girl with a Jerry curl, just don't, make sure she doesn't lean on any of the couches.
Put her head back.
Tell her not to put her head back. Just keep it up. Gotta keep it up. Chin
it's
up.
It's funny.
Girl.
Steven and I were talking about that in the Sleepy Hollow.
Shut up. Are you serious? So Jerry Curl's just coming back.
Jerry Curl is going to be back. You watch. It's going to come back around.
Oh,
2022.
Lord.
That's right. Jared Curls is back.
Oh my gosh.
But,
it's terrible.
But the cool thing about this is you know, everybody's so excited. Because mm-hmm. it's like, it's almost here. And all that coming soon stuff is everything everyone's speculating about.
Yep, because the fact that we don't know, they're not like, saying anything, they're coming waiting. Soon,
it's like,
what do you mean by that?
Is Ewan McGregor going to just pop out and be like, hey guys, movie next year, peace. Like, he's like, I don't know.
What?
Look, that's not news. I'm just playing. But
why,
that would be
Michael?
Cool.
Why would you play with my heartstrings?
That would be extremely cool. Or them being like, you thought we had everything planned out for the next trilogy. We have things planned out for the next 8 trilogies.
Oh my God. Nah. I wouldn't even know what to do. I think I would actually faint at that point. I'm like, you have 8 trilogies of Star Wars movies planned already? I can't even. Right
yeah.
Now.
I'm just hoping that they, you know, they really hit us hard.
Yeah,
with some,
of course.
Some great reveals. All I need is some great reveals. Some top-notch Rebels content,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe something about TV, you know.
At least something, maybe something new, you know, that yeah. they haven't, you know, released yet because they want to wait for Celebration. Obviously, we're going to be poking and prodding Mark Donica as he's out there going, what are they doing?
Yeah.
What did you get? What do you know?
Oh, and cool. Yeah. Okay. I think they did this last year, Aaron Blum did say that StarWars.com will post all the panels separately after they happen, as well as showing them live, which will be cool because...
Yeah.
I won't be able to watch them at work. I'm still contemplating taking that Friday off. # don't tell my job.
Oh, no, we won't say anything. What are you talking about?
Don't tell nobody.
What? No, I don't know what you mean.
But I'm like, man, that Friday, I really just want to know.
Yeah.
I don't want to be at work like, Twitter notifications.
No,
I need to know what's happening.
Yeah, it's going to be rough because I think on that day we have like guests coming into the day job I have. So I'm just going to be like, yeah, please come on in. And
it's like, please come in and what's on my phone? Oh, okay.
You guys just go that way. I'll be right back. And I'm just like in the bathroom, just like hiding. Like, come on, bandwidth.
come on. All right, so. In other related news, in the future, everyone knows that Star Wars Land is coming. Everybody's happy. You're happy. I'm happy.
I need it.
Everybody
in my life.
Needs that Star Wars
I'm
Land.
I'm broke.
There's some, Disney's trying to make sure that you're going to be broke.
I know.
And here's why. Because there's a story saying that Star Wars Land will be open to guests only with a separate ticket for the event priced at $95 per day.
I'm sorry, now, this what is now? For, like, I'm sorry, this is... what now? I'm sorry.
Let me read this back for anyone who might have just had a heart attack.
Me.
Word is leaking out that when Star Wars Land opens Memorial Day weekend in 2019, Disney may launch the Summer of Star Wars at Disneyland and Disney World. From Memorial Day to Labor Day, Wars Land will open to guests only with a separate ticket for the event priced at $95.
That is cheaper than a regular Disneyland ticket right now.
We're going to go on and sing it real quick, but all right.
money. Sorry, I had to go higher for that.
It kind of hurts.
But it's okay at this point because the fact that I could be spending $110 to just go to regular Disneyland. So $95 is not too bad, but it still hurts
my
wallet.
It's $95 in addition, though. Break this down to you. The idea is that you're going to pay Disney. It's $100 a day for an adult.
I'm going to look it up.
So $100 a day, Disneyland. You get in there, okay?
Tickets.
So you're in there, you're in Disney, you're Disneying it up. All right, and you're like, hey, I want to go to Star Wars Land too.
Stop.
And guess what it's going to cost you? $95. Now, they're telling you this early. This is leaking early because I guess they're expecting everybody to get their cash up.
And they're definitely going to, oh my God.
It's like, get your money up. You're already going to have to buy that $15 hot dog and, you know, $12.99 water.
Stop right now.
Disney, I got love for you guys, but come on, man. This is... come on, man. Look, you're killing us right now. So the idea is...
Aaron Blum in the chat's like, for $95, it better be something really, really special. $95 is a lot of money.
Really, really special.
Especially if it's on top of what...
Yeah, because...
For what it is already.
$95 is a lot.
Yeah.
I love Disney, and I know how Disney gets down, but it's kind of disheartening as a fan.
You think?
I'm trying to hold it down for Disney, but they're not. You're not help Disney. Help me to help you.
I'm
trying to Disney. Look, we're trying to tell people to go to Star Wars Land, but right now you're telling us to tell people to not.
Okay.
So you got the news.
Starting for one day ticket for just the one park, mind you.
One park.
It is $97 as of right now.
Okay.
So that means if you were doing a Disneyland day, that's $97. And then plus the $95 on top of that.
So you might as well say $200 before you pay to park. Unless parking's included, I don't know.
I don't think so.
It's probably not. So you're paying $200.
97 plus 95. I'm just gonna put it all together.
$20
for parking. I think it's 10, but I'm just gonna say right. If you're gonna bring a person, that's $20. Okay, and then let's say $60 for food and like whatever things you're gonna get.
Yeah.
We haven't even gotten to souvenirs. So that's like another like.
Let's say $50.
Yeah. Let's say $50. That is one. That is one freaking person. That is at $322.
So. All right, let's go on and round this. So approximately $350.
Yeah.
For you to have a good day.
Just one person, though.
And who knows what the lines are going to be like. Because Aaron Blum or Slim said it better not be standing the whole time.
No, so, I agree.
And big shout out to Slim. Do it's that
math,
Alexis. Guys.
I can't do math. That's why I have a calculator in front of me. I might be Asian, man. But that is not happening today.
So it's just crazy to see
that
a trip could be $350. And then with all the waiting, let's say that you only get on three rides.
Oh my God, it hurts.
You paid like $100 a ride.
To my beautiful fiance who got tickets to propose to me at Disneyland, thank you so much. Because holy crap, that's a lot of money in my head.
It is not cheap out there. And if you're out there thinking that you're going to go on a nice date to Disneyland Star Wars Land opens, do your taxes now.
Oh my God, I'm actually more upset because Universal, who's not even as big as Disneyland, they're $105.
Wow.
Just an adult on a regular day.
What are they charging people for? The Fast and Furious experience?
Vin Diesel in 3D, right?
Do you want to crash into a submarine? Come on down to Universal.
I think it's just because there's Harry Potter Land there.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling that $97 is definitely going to be a little bit different. But at least for now, we still have that $97 plus that $95 on top.
That's
still too much.
It's sad.
In my head.
Look, guys, I try to bring you great. You know, we try to be upbeat, but this one's a blow. It's a blow. It's almost like a body blow from the dark side, you know, because 350 on probably an average trip, because you'll probably buy like, you know, a Star Wars, stuffed animal or a Star Wars pillow or something.
Or that shirt
Star Wars
or pillow, something.
Yeah, that Star Wars pillow going to run you about $25
at least.
Yeah.
Oh, even just Mickey ears is like $20 and you can get that made online for like $12 depending on where you're getting it from. Etsy, y'all. I swear to God, that's where I get all my Mickey ears from.
Don't tell nobody.
No, seriously.
But Etsy got that for the low, low.
No, like for real. That's how I'm funding my wedding right now. Nobody. And sometimes I'll even, if you're press, they will give you a discount.
What?
So, yeah, I know it's true. Because then all you got to do is just let them know, hey, you're on a podcast and I'll just shout your name out. Hey, everybody on Etsy who's ever gotten me stuff, you know who you are. But yeah, no, that's a lot of freaking money. Like, I know how we do this money song every time. But that actually hurt
that's
more.
That's the sad money song. There's see.
That's why you did that version.
I was like... Money, 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 money.
It hurt, y'all. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah.
Even though I'm a fan of what's happening, but I'm not a fan.
I know Disney has to fund, like, building and, you know, putting this stuff together, but...
They have two of the most major franchises, and ESPN, even though it's not making that much money.
Yo, they better... Well, I thought ESPN made a lot from ad revenue because of live sports.
Well,
but
I mean,
maybe,
that makes sense.
Maybe
but,
not, but, you know, look, for that extra $95, like, you better be able to drive, like, an AT-AT or something. Like, you better be able
something.
You better be able to drive, like, an AT-AT real quick and just be like...
Yeah, do you get a free robe and lightsaber when you walk into the door? Because that would be great.
You know what? I wouldn't mind. If you got a free robe.
Whether they'd be like, which one are you, light or dark? And you get to pick what robe you get.
A little robe. You know what?
It could be cheaply made. You could make that work.
You know,
Disney.
Snuggy style.
I'll wear it. I'll be the happiest person.
Disney, we're giving you ideas right now. So going in, you can forward your Snuggy robe, your Snuggy Jedi robe to me here. Matter of fact, call me at 555- 551234.
Oh my god.
I'll pick up for you.
Yeah, that's why I was like, you ain't, like, I agree with King in the chats, King Sport Cal. It's like, you ain't hurting for money. You can provide. Yeah, provide coats.
Disney owns ESPN, ABC, all of the channels that ABC does.
Yeah.
Then Pixar, Marvel, Lucasfilm. And I'm sure there's probably something else that
they
own.
There's a lot more. Like, if you've seen what it goes, Disney, these are the things that they own. It's like pages long, okay? Like, y'all can afford this.
Like, the only thing they don't have from, like, our youth is what? Like, Hasbro? Like, that's the only thing they don't own. You know what? They're probably...
That's probably a good idea.
Don't let me put that out there. They're probably
if you put that out in the universe, they're like...
They're like, yes. He figured us out. We're going for Hasbro next year.
Oh, God. Don't do that. So, I like Hasbro. Please,
guys,
don't.
If you're planning for that opening of Star Wars Land, just be prepared. Get your cash up now. Do your taxes right. You know, make sure you save up. You know, maybe, you know what? You can ask for $95 for Christmas. Somebody
there
might
it
give
is.
It to you.
And you at least what? You got the ticket.
Yep.
Good. Then you just got to save ticket. Up. You got to save up for the rest of that for all the little things you're going to be paying for. That's including food. Unless you... say you have a medical condition, you can bring your own food into the area. So
you know what? It's going to be a whole bunch of fake medical conditions coming up.
You didn't hear that from me. They'll be like,
my arm, it's got a thing. It's a rash.
I usually just be like, that rash looks like makeup. I'm like, I got low blood sugar, so I have to bring in my own stuff. And they're like, yeah, shake it, sure. And I'm like, nah.
It's like, I got low blood sugar. I got a doctor's side note.
Yeah, so like, I can bring food.
Why does it say Dr. Seuss? No. That's a real guy.
That's actually his name. It's Seuss.
Yeah. It's French. Don't worry about it.
And then I just have like a giant burger and I'm like, yes. So like a hoagie as I'm like walking through Star Wars Land. Hey,
it's like,
guys.
Man, it's like, man, you got like a foot long sandwich, a couple burgers, you know what I'm saying, cakes and stuff.
I don't play.
She brought everything from the hotel.
Correct. No, that entire continental breakfast, I took everything. Waffles, pancakes, French toast. I made a sandwich out of that with some ham.
I'm going to stay real. Smuggling food is what's up.
I'm telling you, man.
Smuggling
food. My grandmother is the best food smuggler I know.
You got it. Look, I've smuggled some food. I smuggled some unsafe, unwarranted, unchecked food onto airplanes.
No.
TSA ain't got nothing on me right now.
Oh, my God. I haven't done
that
yet.
Hashtag don't come find me. Hashtag I ate hamburgers on the plane.
Oh,
hashtag.
God. What? I can't believe you.
Hashtag, that's how I do. Jedi Alliance, what up?
This is not the food that you're looking for.
So that's funny. We got some cool stuff from MovieWeb. What's up?
Okay, you're going to have to help me with this because there's a lot to cover. According to Disney CEO Bob Iger, is I'm going to say that correctly?
The man who runs it all.
I love how like this MovieWeb was like, raised some eyebrows. I'm like, some? I think it was a majority
But
there's going to be at least that Lucasfilm and the studio is developing at least 12 Star Wars movies that will be rolled out between now and the year 2030. Holy crap. I mean, we know how we were talking about like, oh, they're going to be doing 8 trilogies. And you know what? That's not that far-fetched.
I think they said from here until 2030, I think.
Yes, correct.
So they've got it pretty mapped out.
Yeah, because it says, which essentially falls in line with the earlier report that claimed Disney wanted to release at least one Star Wars movie a year, which makes sense. Yeah. I mean, also, that sounds great. I want to do that all the freaking time.
Yeah, definitely.
But I know that there's a lot going on, but yes, there was Kathleen Kennedy and the rest of Lucasfilm fully intended to make a Obi-Wan movie. I believe he also said that they were also intending to make a Boba Fett movie because they said, rest assured, the Boba Fett movie is not dead. As far as I can tell, the movie will most likely not be an origin story. And I was like, what does that mean? What do you think?
Well, I guess because they sort of handled Boba Fett's origin in Clone Wars.
Yeah, technically.
You know, they showed him as a kid. But maybe, you know, they're thinking maybe a ensemble cast of just bounty hunters.
I mean,
maybe,
that would be,
you know,
nice.
Maybe like Bosk, IG-88. But I mean, the timelines are weird on those guys.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, especially if they want to focus on Boba Fett, but it's going to be hard because Boba Fett doesn't really speak much. So you're going to need a very talkative, you know, bounty hunter to make it work. But if they model it after the episodes of Clone Wars where Obi-Wan pretends to be one of the bounty hunters, like, I can't remember the name of the guy he impersonates, but he goes in with, like, you know, Cad Bane and a whole bunch of guys to kind of go through this test to be able to kidnap the Chancellor at the time. So maybe it'll be a story that's kind of like that.
I don't know.
Or maybe those bounty hunters will be hired by the rebels. You know what I mean? You never know.
You never know. Sorry.
That could be cool.
I just had another mini heart attack because I just looked at the Disneyland prices again. And I was like, oh, because I clicked on the wrong tab. I know there's a third project that's that has not been mentioned before this report surfaced, that they do want to they wanted to make a Star Wars project that targets young adult audiences that have a slight romantic theme. Aww. So I know some people, I've talked to some people, not about this specifically, but just like, hey, we should have another love story that's not just Padme and Anakin. And some people were like, we don't need it.
As long as they roll around in grass, I'm happy.
That's fine. And it has to be, like, really terrible, just like it was in the beginning. And also talk about how they hate sand. The love story angle that has more in common to do with Han and Leia's romance and The Empire Strikes Back. I forgot to also add that because they're, you know, that. And there's a lot more that's in here. I don't want to talk about all 12, but they're pretty much just trying to hit every generation as we get, you know, further down the line. Because in 2030, we're starting to get pretty far in. A lot of us will be a lot more older. And then
and they'll have to get new people into
it. And the fact that, a lot of the babies that are now will be at some sort of age at that point
in
time.
And imagine what a Star Wars, like, I guess, marathon will be like in 20... God. Even now...
It's pretty long.
I mean, it's pretty long. Like, you can really take out a weekend with a marathon right now.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and I guess 1, 2, 3,
mm-hmm.
Rogue One, 4, 5, 6, and then 7. That could easily be a weekend.
I agree.
That could easily be a whole weekend, and we're getting more every single year.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be interesting because it's like, hey guys, when you have a Harry Potter marathon or a Lord of the Rings marathon or anything, you can you can pretty much do it within a night, technically. Like, if you're having a party, you're having a Star Wars marathon party, you have to start in the morning.
You have to start
and just have it playing in the background while you're doing other stuff, and
then start like 5 a.m.
sleep over and then go into the next day. But this also depends on how old you are. If you're a teenager in 25, can you imagine? It'll be like, hey, we're gonna do a whole 3-day Star Wars marathon, and you're gonna just start from Friday after school and then go into Sunday. That would be insane.
You would have to do that because
there's no way.
You get out, you could kill one and two real quick. That's 4 hours. It's about 4 hours. Kill those two. Then maybe relax a little bit, maybe get some dinner or something, hang out with your friends.
Come back.
We're telling you guys how to do this.
No, because I've done this before. as far as we've gotten. This is when we only had just the 6. And so we're like trying to figure out, okay, you're off at this time, you're off at this time. That means we have to start at like 8 p.m. We only can watch the first like 2, and then maybe the first 3, and then maybe we'll like go out, go get drinks, and then come back and then do the next 3. We were like done at like 6 in the morning, and then we're like, let's go get breakfast.
Wow, okay.
This is like we had to keep pausing and talking about stuff. That's where it gets that's where it gets long.
Yeah, because when you pause and talk, you have to talk while you're watching it, because if you pause it and like get into a discussion.
I made that mistake. It was the worst, because there was one time where we were arguing. I can't remember what the argument was because it was so freaking long ago.
Jake Lloyd is great. No, he's not. And then
it's just a hot mess. Just kidding. But so just thinking about it, I was just like, oh my God, I don't know how I'm gonna be able to do that.
Yeah,
and we used to try to, my family and I usually tried to watch the original trilogy every Christmas. And now she's like, let's do all of them. And I'm like, we're not going to have time. So most of the time, the prequels are usually just playing while mom's cooking or whatever. And then eventually when we start getting to Empire Strikes Back, because that's my mom's favorite, then we'll sit and we'll watch it while we're eating dinner. But I realize if she wants to do all these movies in a holiday, it's going to be tough. I don't know how she's going to do that in a day. She's going to have to start when she starts cooking, which is at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's rough.
Oh, man.
I need to find... Okay, but anyway.
Now, someone, Chris James said, we need an Empire in the Unknown Regions movie. I guess that could be cool. Something that, you know, something that isn't extremely covered right now. That could be, you know, there's not a lot of high coverage on it. That could be real cool. Maybe something about wild space. Maybe.
Ooh,
if you could get out that far.
Yeah.
That could be fun. Now, there is, really quick to the chat, they did mention TV. What would you like what part of Star Wars do you think would work well on TV? I know we've covered it a couple of times, but we know so much more now, and we have so much more speculation and so many possible characters. Are there, has that shifted your idea, or is the everybody still on the idea of we want, you know, we want the Old Republic?
I mean, I think I'm still gonna hop on that because I think it'd just be really cool, especially with now with so much power with Netflix, Amazon Prime, all that kind of stuff. We have the power to like sit there and make content, Star
Unlimited
Wars content,
power, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Unlimited power.
Yeah, I want this. I just want that. This is what happens when Mark leaves.
Yeah,
you
see,
and I
Mark
just
leaves,
act like a fool.
It's unlimited power.
Enjoy. You're never going to see this again. Until he leaves for Celebration.
Celebration? Unlimited power is back.
Oh, God. But, like, yeah, I think that it's a missed opportunity to sit there and not be able to bring as much as we can to these platforms that we have, you know. I mean, the fact that I can literally watch, you know, the Clone Wars on my phone while going somewhere. Yeah, it's amazing. Or Star Wars Rebels. Like, it's fantastic.
I love having Clone Wars just because you can just drop in, like, season 3 and be like, let me watch.
And that's pretty much what I did.
I just drop in every now and then. Or I'll watch the first season. I think it's, like, the first episode or so when you see, like, when you first meet, like, Top and Fives and everything. Mm-hmm. That episode is really good. So it's, you know, it's good. It's nice to have.
Yeah. So it's just cool because then the fact that, like, you know, I'm assuming that Netflix is going to be around for a pretty long time, you know. So eventually, if we have kids who or grandkids or whatever, and Netflix is still going, you can literally just go back. Because I think it would be dumb for Netflix to be like, we're done with this contract. You're an idiot. Don't do that.
I don't want
to
do this anymore.
Yeah, you know.
It was
like,
cool, but
I mean, obviously, you can still have the DVDs too and things like that, and they'll have special box sets. But I just think it would just be cool to add more TV shows to that besides just like what the three that I can think of off the top of my head.
I think that's it. The three.
Yeah,
I think it's only three.
Yeah, so like the fact
that
we could,
as of now,
at least from what I know, if I'm wrong, please put it in the chat because I have a terrible memory. But I mean, it's true. But you know, but the fact that we can have more of that, like I would love to have like, you know, six different box sets of different types of Star Wars, you know, shows.
Now,
I think that'd be cool. Go ahead.
Real quick, Sleuth says Jedi Middle School on the CW or spinoff is Jedi High.
You know what?
CW does an awesome job at like the teen melodrama because I got love for like CWDC, but they do dip into CW stuff because it's CW. I'm sure that's what they probably ask. It's probably in the contract, like, okay, we're reading this episode. You got a lot of fighting, but
where's the
scene where one guy walks in a room and one girl walks in a room and it's sad?
God.
Where's your love triangle at? Because we need that.
I mean, it's fine.
That could work. I think that could work. Kind of like a little like Jedi middle school or something like that. Maybe where it doesn't bridge a gap. It's just like its own thing. Maybe way back, you know, before, like say, you know, the Clone Wars happened. Say this is 60 years before the Clone Wars or something like that.
Sure.
You know, so it's far enough ahead so Palpatine isn't there. Or, you know, Valorum ain't there. None of those guys are there.
Do you want to see Palpatine as an angsty teen? I think that would be hysterical.
You never let me do anything.
I want ultimate power. But I think it'd be cool. And I think CW has gotten, like, I know a lot of people have been talking about Riverdale and how amazing that was. Yeah. The fact that they took a comic that most people are like, I'm sorry, what? And made it completely different. I mean, again, some people are like, this is dumb. But I know some people who rave about that show.
Yeah,
and who probably have never read an Archie comic.
It's got its tropes, but I have heard it's good.
Yeah, you know, so like that's what I'm saying.
You just have to be ready for CW. Because CW, outside of, I guess because CWDC is a little different and like Supernatural, but for the most part, it's par for the course. But anyway, back to Star Wars.
Yeah, sorry,
I think that could work well. You could have kind of like, maybe they go through their little trials. They have a couple of battles, but nothing extremely, you know, they keep it youthful.
Yeah.
If you will. I think that could work.
Yeah. I agree. I just think it would be a missed opportunity, especially for Disney, because money.
Yeah.
that, you know, you could make stuff for us, and you know a Star Wars fans are going to just drink it up like it's blue milk. Like, it's not even an issue.
Get a swig of that blue milk.
Just get a little swig. But
$2.99.
Oh, my God. You know what's sad? I'll be like, okay. My wallet hurts. Ooh, Star Wars. Like, ooh, okay. You know?
Like, if they came out with Blue Milk right now. Like,
oh, say, you know who you would know be what? Drinking it? Me.
If Disney came out with Blue Milk, Disney, look, I'm giving this to you right now because, look, I'm here. I'm here with you. Just let me in there for free. All right.
That's all
if
I
you
ask.
Come out with Blue Milk, the same way Girl Scouts do their cookies, like only once a year,
no,
like a special time.
Oh, stop it.
Yo.
Stop it.
Blue Milk would sell out so hard.
Oh my God. Said the same people who made green ketchup and blue ketchup.
I mean, that's true.
It's true. Just for a limited time.
I was
time.
One of those people, Steven. I bought that purple green ketchup because I thought it was cool. Okay.
Yeah, you can't do it all the time, but say you know, the month that Star Wars movie comes out. So say, like, you know, now it comes out in December. Say for the month of December, you can get some Blue Milk.
I'm going to tell you right now, you know why they won't do it?
Why?
Why?
Is because all the new movies are geared more towards the younger generation who won't even understand the reference.
Well, Blue Milk. That makes sense.
That's a good point. Yeah.
It's really sad that they wouldn't, but they wouldn't.
That sucks. I didn't even think about
that. That's a good
point,
man.
Why, Steven? Why?
You must raise the children to know Blue Milk.
Yeah, I will. I will figure that out. I know that there's so many different ways to make it. Like, yeah. I mean, you can make that work.
Especially when you can put it in slow-mo like Rogue One.
Yeah, I was just like,
Blue Mint was like, hey guys, I'm in this movie too.
She's just like, hey, and I was just like, hey y'all.
Hey.
How you doing? Did you Blue miss Mel. Me?
So, moving on.
Oh, good.
We got Saw Gerrera's Origins is going to be, you know, it's going to be
on the Blu-ray.
In the new Blu-ray that we got coming, or I guess the digital too as well.
Yes, I believe so. If not, at least for right now, according to this, it said the official Star Wars Twitter account has released a new clip promoting the Rogue One Star Wars story for the Blu-ray release on April, with this clip that focuses on Gerrera and his origins, which I was like, yes, click.
We'll do this. And the Twitter video is pretty cool. It shows kind of like has Rain Roberts in there. I think Kathleen Kennedy's in there.
Yep.
Got your boy Pablo.
Heck yeah.
Holding it down. Talking about, you know, just his connection from Clone Wars, how he's always been a rebel, how he's always been kind of down for the cause.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guess the way he came up, he's always been a fighter. I don't think he really knows what else to do.
Well, but it also makes sense because the fact that a lot of people who came into this movie were like, so what's up with him? He looks like he's a seasoned veteran. What do we do? And so it's cool to see that, yes, that's pretty much. And again, it explains his personality of how, like, literally he doesn't know anything else in this life besides fighting
all my life.
Yeah. I had to fight. I was trying so hard not to say it.
You know I'm going
to
drop this.
Yeah.
Look. Look, Color Purple, go see it.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Well, you don't really have to go see it. Just,
no, you, there's a, there is just, a movie.
You can rent it.
I mean, unless you go watch the musical, which is also very good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so there you go.
But yeah, so this week earlier, we put out a call to you guys on Thursday or Friday.
Yes.
Saying that we wanted to answer some viewer submitted questions to Twitter
there's
or Facebook.
So many.
Chat, don't worry. We're going to holler at y'all on some questions, too. We're going to try to blow through as many because we got a little time to handle some.
Heck yeah.
So let's see what we got from Twitter.
Okay.
Do we
have one from Twitter.
All right.
Which I am trying to grab because, you know, like when you click off of Twitter and then it restarts your notifications.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? Why do you hate me? Just let me, I want my question.
Just let me be
just
myself.
Do the thing.
And also during this time, guys, in the chat, go in and put your questions in so we can, you know, get that roll up and we can, you know, holla at you and see what y'all want to know.
Yeah, I want to know. So Cormac, at Boston Irish Blog, which I was like, are you family? Because I know some people who are Boston and Irish who are in my family, so what up?
Word?
But he goes, hi. so where have you guys got Rogue on the all-time list? I say third behind Empire and New Hope. Think it was a masterpiece. Hashtag Jedi Alliance. That's a good question, man.
For me? Man, that last 30 minutes of Rogue
One. No, like, for real.
Like, every moment after they land on Scarif,
mm-hmm.
bruh, I might have to roll. You know what? Return is my favorite because of the moment between Luke and Darth Vader where he talks about it being too late for him. I probably have to say, 465 Rogue One, then 731, maybe.
Oh my God, that order is all over the place. I know, in my head. I'm like, wait.
All right, so
what?
Star Wars, the very first one.
Yeah, New Hope.
None of this would exist.
No, if it without wasn't for it. That. That's also my top.
And then 6, which is Return of the Jedi, which is my favorite, but I know it can't exist without number 4.
Correct.
And then 5, which was just, I like movies where the good guy doesn't always win.
Correct.
And both sides kind of hobbled off.
Correct.
You know, because Darth Vader didn't get to turn Luke.
Nope.
And he didn't really capture Luke either.
Nope.
But then the good guys lost Han. So
correct.
That's real dope. And then 7, because 7, man, it was just...
It was
7
so
was a
good.
Lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then 3, 2, 1.
So yeah, I think mine's kind of the same, except I switched. 4, you went 4, 6, 5. I will go 4, 5, 6, just
okay.
because Empire Strikes Back is my mom's favorite, so she plays it the most. So I know that movie like the back of my hand at this point in time. But yeah, 4, 5, 6, 7, 3, 2, 1 also.
And then where's Rogue yeah. One?
Oh, crap. Okay, wait. I forgot to put that in there. Shit. 4, 5, 6, 7, Rogue One, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, cool. And big shout out to Aaron Blum, you know, that's right, Return of the Jedi is what's up. So, see, one of the questions that we have from, let me see if I can pick a short one.
Yeah, go for it.
Seth Niebaum from our Facebook page, Jedi
what
Alliance.
Up?
Check us out on Facebook. Just put in Jedi Alliance. You'll be able to see our logo.
Can't miss it.
He says, can we get a Star Wars movie with a longer theatrical runtime? Come on, Disney. Return of the King was 200 minutes. I want 200 minutes of Luke Skywalker. Darn it. I'll say darn it for that. I think I could take a long Star Wars movie. And if you look, you know, at times 4 and 5 do seem kind of long. So I could take a long Star Wars, a long new trilogy film that's, you know, 200 minutes. You know, I could take that. You know, as long as it's paced well, I think we could do that. Disney, go on and, you know, make that happen. You know, look, who is it? Seth. Seth says hi. And do it, please.
Hi, and do it, please. Let's see. I'm trying to look at the other ones here. Grant Peter says, I wish Mark was here because I'm not sure if he does it, but he can tell you later if he watches the show after. We'll repeat them later.
Okay.
Grant Peter on Facebook says, have any of the panel wanted to or actually joined one of the costuming organizations, 501st, Rebel Legions, Mando Mercs? Which one would you go for if you had time? So technically two questions.
The 501st,
dude, that's a whole.
They look,
that
they
is
look
a
cool.
Whole thing.
They look cool when they when they're marching. They look really cool.
So I actually, myself and my fiance actually have a few friends that are actually in the 501st, and we get to see their stuff. They taught, like, they showed us how everything works. I would love to be a part of that, but I also.
That's commitment.
Yeah, that's the other thing is that when they call for you, you better be there. Like, that is how that works, which is fine.
And when they march, they are marching.
Like, and they understand like how to line up, how to organize. Yeah. Like, it's great. And I think that's why they're my favorite. But at the same time, I'm like, yo, I'm clumsy. Like, I'll be that person who's just like, and there goes my blaster.
Or I'll be the guy where it's like, kind of short for people, right? But
I mean,
see, in my mind, I'll be able to do it because in my mind, I'll be commanded by, you know, Thrawn. So I'll be like, yeah, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like,
yeah, just do it. But sometimes,
that
like,
is
I
not
feel,
how they march.
But it's, sometimes I feel bad for them because it's hot out.
Yeah.
Sometimes, or it's really cold and windy
maybe
or
they,
rainy.
Maybe they worked out some cool ventilation or something. But it's hot.
Yeah, and also, like, I know that these guys put a lot of dedication and work into their stuff. Like I said, our friend Ernie Flores. I love you, man. He actually contrapted a way for him to be able to hear and speak to them in his own helmet. It's pretty great. And it's
now,
also,
does he use, like, the robotic-type voice or just his regular voice?
I haven't heard him speak in a long time. That sounds weird. But, like, in his helmet, like, yeah. I haven't seen him. I believe it's robotic from what I remember. But if not, sometimes it just sounds like that scratchy kind of, like, you know... I can't say an order at the top of my head, but like that's pretty much what it sounded like. It's kind of his voice, but just a little altered, but not full
all
to
right,
the point.
Cool.
So yeah, go
now
for
here's
it.
Cool. Here's a cool one from the chat.
Go for it.
King Sport Kyle says, Alexis, with your martial arts training,
oh no,
with your
oh,
killer
no.
skills, with your ultimate warrior skills, do you play with your toy lightsabers at home? Do you ever, you know,
okay.
do you ever, like, turn it on?
I have
on,
a story,
like,
and this
yeah.
is going to be really embarrassing. I can't even believe I'm saying this on the air. So, when I was, I haven't really trained in a long time. It's more of just instinct for me now. But when I was training hardcore, like 6 days a week, I was working out, training, doing all this kind of stuff, and I was competing all the time. I used to sit there, and I had two. My mom loves Star Wars, but she always usually bought the cooler lightsabers from my brothers because she was trying to turn them. But I already had, like, you know, like in the 90s, we had those, like, really big, clunky ones that you have to,
it's like a plastic, you can tell me in the chat, what's the little dolls, the Russian dolls, where it's, like, inside, there's little plastic inside of plastic, yeah. And when you snap it, it they all come out. Yeah.
So I was babysitting my brothers, and I only had those fake ones. They had these really cool, like, you hit a button, they light up. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So they're running around playing with them and stuff, and I'm just like in the corner. And they're like, oh, you don't have a cool lightsaber like we do. And I was like, well, mine's awesome because it folds out. They're like, no, it's not. So I grabbed two of them. I duct taped them together as, like, Darth Maul, and I tried to do moves with it, and I'm getting there. So I did that, and I was doing really well because their friends were over, so I was trying to be that cool big sister who's like, look what I can do.
Like, look what I can do.
So I did that, and it was like with gaffer's tape. It's terrible. So I put them together, and I'm spinning it around my head and doing all these crazy things. I had blue and green, so one flew off, like, just broke off the tape. Because in my head, I'm thinking, I'm going to catch it. But I didn't use the hand that was free. I used the one with the lightsaber on the other side, so I smacked it. So then the little plastic things go flying everywhere, and, like, one kid gets hit in the eye. The other one hits into, like, my grandmother's altar with, like, the Virgin Mary and everything, starts flying. And I'm just like,
oh, no.
Right. You saw nothing, and my mom, as soon as, like, the door, like, I heard the keys, and I was like, scatter! It's like, all went running. It was, like, terrible.
Your mom comes in, and it's just like...
She literally walked in, and she's like, wait.
What happened?
She was like, one, who died? Two, Alex, clean up your toys. And I was like, okay. And she's like, also, you're grounded. And I was like, okay. So it was sad. It hurt my soul. But the kids did say I was pretty freaking cool for, like, 5 seconds.
All right. Let's see. I'll try to roll this one real quick.
Yeah, sorry. That was a long story.
Ryan Sawyer says, will season 4 be the last season of Rebels? And should it be? I think so. I think so.
Okay.
I think it should. I think it should be real solid and just... Because right now, season 3 for me is my favorite.
Right.
I mean, of course, you know, Darth Vader and Ahsoka fought each other. So that's a very high point.
Right, but right,
as far as a whole season, I think 3 has been the most solid.
Yeah.
So I think 4, end on a high note and get out of there.
No, it makes sense.
All right, cool,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, let's see. Let me grab another one from Facebook. We got, let's see. Okay.
Russian nesting dolls. That's what they're called.
Russian nesting dolls. Thank you.
Yeah.
Kyle Dalton from our Facebook page says, would you want to see the Skywalker family grow to be more than a small family? Would you like to see the Skywalker clan? Or should the whole line be pretty much gone in a few generations, like the non-canon extended universe?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess the Skywalkers don't have relationships enough at this point.
Correct.
Looking at it from a logical standpoint, they're not having enough relationships to build the Skywalker clan. I do think it could be cool to have, like, a Skywalker clan where everybody knows, like, yo, these dudes is for real. Kind of like, I think they said that Mace Windu, like, the Windu clan or whatever, was supposed to be, like, really great or something before the Clone Wars. So, yes, I am down with that. I think that could be a really cool story. I don't think there's enough relationship time.
No.
Luke is not doing a good job
continuing his line.
Continuing the family.
Yeah. I don't know if that's even going to be happening anytime soon, especially if they're all Jedi
Leia just had, you know, a single child, like, you know, the only child.
And what happened? What happened, y'all?
But see, this one, look, if you have a bad kid, hurry up and have another kid to erase the bad kid. Like, you, like, it's like people, because people can be like, ain't Kylo your son? I don't know. Look, Sheila is my kid.
Sheila is great. She's fantastic.
I don't know about Kylo.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing with his life. He's like the redheaded stepchild.
Or like when someone says Kylo, like, Kylo who?
Michael, they should take a
note from Sleepy Hollow.
Oh my god!
Kids, shoot your or parents, shoot your kids.
Oh my
parents,
god!
Shoot your kids.
Just like blasters. Oh my
if,
god!
If your kid is bad, just shoot your kid and don't worry about it. Just like put open the space hatch and just let
this
him
is
go.
What happens when Mark is not here. We tell people to. Like...
That's only if your kid is consumed by the dark side. If, oh. he's, if he's on the good side.
Our duel of the fates is to kill bad children in Star Wars.
Look, this, no, all right, Steven, put the music back on. I got
oh,
this.
Oh no, I'm gonna step. I'm gonna be over here.
Your kids are in the room. It's like in the morning. Dad comes in.
Oh my god!
Didn't I tell you to take that trash out?
Shut up!
Didn't I get up and take that trash out? Don't make me put you out that space hatch. Don't do that unless your kids are consumed by the dark side.
You guys, okay? I have makeup in my eyes.
They're consumed by the dark side. You gotta get rid of them, and then just have another kid that's good and light side. And, but if they're good kids, don't beat them up.
I have makeup in my eyes because I'm laughing and crying at the same time.
So let's see. We got one more. Do we have?
Sure.
Time for one more?
Yeah, I got one. Okay. I can't right now. Like my
bad
poor
kids
brain.
Gotta go. That's look.
No,
bad kids
I agree.
Got to go. Like perfect example. In The Omen, you know, look. If they would have just got rid of the kid, it would have been fine. Now they gotta have a sequel because they don't listen. See, listen to me. I'll teach you how to be great parents and stay on the light side. See,
oh everything. My God.
See, Jedi Alliance is not only about Star Wars, but it's about great parenting as well. You know, it's, you know. That's what we do.
All right, we'll end on this note because I know that we get this question quite a bit. So okay. Mike Collins, a.k.a. At Darth Tano, T-A-N-O, 413, says, "Well, when will y'all do a commentary for Star Wars The Force Awakens or and Rogue One as well?" So we've been trying to figure that out. So
I've been wondering that, too. I've been like, yo, when we going to do that?
No, we are. It's going to happen. It's just obviously because Mark is gone for WrestleMania. Yeah. I have a wedding coming up. Yes. We also have Celebration as well. So we might do it whenever we all actually find a weekend where we're all in town.
Yeah, maybe like I don't know, maybe like in the summer. Like, hold on, when do you get married?
It's in August, so I have plenty of time.
All right, so post-August.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I know that's...
Man, that's far.
I mean, well, hold on. We don't know yet, because we got to figure out what everyone's doing at this point in time. I know that Mark and I, because we're trying to figure out studio time as well, you know, because the thing is, usually around spring, a lot of shows come back. Mm-hmm. So when shows start to lighten up for summer, because there are shows that do get lighter in the summer, I feel like we can find a time. So it's not like we're never going to do it. It's going to happen. So I'm gonna.
I really want to do it, guys.
Yes, and we all do, because we keep talking about it. We're like, nope, we can't do it this weekend. We can't do it this weekend. We can't do it this weekend.
Well,
so
maybe.
Yeah. So, and obviously, all of us have day jobs, so we also have to figure that out as well. So we're definitely not putting it off. It's going to happen. We just need to figure out the time. But I'm gonna say probably May or June is what we're kind of hoping for, because there's also Con season two. A lot of our AfterBuzz staff.
I'm already reaching out to
KidCon,
Long Beach Comic Con, SDCC, all those guys. Yeah. Look, if you're watching this show right now and you run a conference and you need a panelist or someone to come and give a talk, holla at these two wonderful people. Me. A Torres can hold you down on a panel.
I've done pretty good.
she's got some skills. So, but yeah, I'm reaching out to them this week. Actually.
Exactly. So that's the other thing. Again, summer and spring is usually pretty rough for especially people in the entertainment business because we've got multiple things going on. But definitely, it's going to happen. You will be the first to hear exactly when, this is happening in this month. This is happening in 2 weeks. This is happening this week. It's happening today.
It's happening tomorrow. Yeah. It's happening in 2 minutes.
Yeah, no, seriously, you will get all of the updates. I'm hoping and aiming for May, June. We'll see how that goes, because, again, that's right around the time of when San Diego Comic-Con comes in. It's usually around July. So just wait
for it. The 22nd this year.
Is
I think it?
It
starts on the 22nd.
Okay, I'm just glad it wasn't on the 4th. The 4th, July 4th weekend is always rough because you usually have Anime Expo.
Yeah.
Sometimes even, I don't know about D43, but sometimes, and then you have Comic-Con on top
of
it.
D23.
D43? What am I on? What's happening?
They're adding on to that's an extra, an extra secret one that nobody knows about.
I just ruined it. Disney's like, you're off the list, Alexis. No! But yes, there's so as soon as we get through those and we figure out what our schedule's going to be for that, we will definitely come back to you and let you know.
Cool. So, guys, thank you for hanging with us today.
And
we talked about a lot of stuff and some shenanigans, and we got some viewer questions in. So, Alexis.
No, take it, Alex.
Not Alex. I'm not going to give you the memories of breaking things. Alexis, where can the wonderful people on the internet find you?
Oh, man. You guys can find me all over social media where all shenanigans besides today will ensue at atorres890. I'm on a bunch of after shows on our sister network on AfterBuzz TV. Cool. Into the Badlands, which Mike is also going to be doing with me whenever we get time. Hopefully.
My schedule is crazy.
No, and that's what I'm saying. But, like, yeah, Into the Badlands is happening. Sense8 is in May. Obviously here every Sunday doing Jedi Alliance. Bob's Burgers is pretty much right after this. And then we also have other podcasts that I'm actually working outside of here that if you guys want to check those out, I will show you when we get done with those as well. So,
Well, guys, you can find me online at Wanyongsta, which is O-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A. And I am on... No, actually, Sleepy Hollow just had its...
No! It was the finale
today? But it was good. We just wrapped up Sleepy Hollow. So you guys should go on AfterBuzz, check that out. And then on Thursdays, you should check me out on Blind Spot. Also, you can find me, Nerd Soul, on Black Hollywood Live. It's youtube.com/Black Hollywood Live. And man, it was a good day. Thank you for hanging with us, y'all.
Yeah.
And remember, before you get out of here, protect your neck because many Bothans died to bring you this information.
Correct.
Peace.
Bye, y'all.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, and not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.